It was a strong win from impending, and what a lovely ride by Corey Brown from a wide barrier as well. And Corey joins us this morning on Correct Weight. Corey, congratulations on another Group 1 win for you since you've come back home to Australia. But I'd imagine that was even more special riding for your old great mate, Darren Beedman.
Yeah, morning, boys. And yes, it was. Thank you. Obviously, to put the Royal Blue on at any time is really, really good. But to do it for Dad, like, we've been great mates and all competitors a long time, but great mates also. But yeah, to get his first Group 1 win, and it was really, so I'm really happy for him.
And unfortunately, he wasn't trackside because he'd been ill during the week. I read he's been in hospital for a couple of days with a bit of fluid around the heart. Did you speak to him yesterday afternoon? How was he tracking?
Oh, he sounded all right yesterday afternoon when I spoke to him. I know he had been sick, and that's obviously why he didn't make his way to Brisbane, but yeah, I could imagine his throat's a little bit sore this morning after cheering at home from the 100 on.
The key to the race for from your perspective, Corey, seemed to be that you just kept building momentum from that wide draw and was able to track up onto the right horses.
Look, yeah, obviously I drew bad. I drew the car park basically all day, especially in the Group 1s. But I said to Darren in the morning, I said, I'm going to go out there. I said, it sounds really, really awful and silly, but I said, I'm going to go out there with no plan whatsoever. I said, I'm actually going to go out there and hope. So where I've drawn, I said, if I go out there with a plan and it doesn't sort of come off with what we're doing, I said, it's just not going to work. So I said, I went out there with an open mind, just let things unfold in front of me. And I ended up, I never got any closer than a four wide, but I got a great trail into the race. And look, the horse, once he got his position just behind midfield, and he travelled really sweetly, he obviously had no weight, but he was the winner a long way out. I know he didn't win by a big margin, but the way that he was travelling, the way that he was going, and the run that he got in transit, he was the winner a long way out.
That was what I was about to ask you, Corey, because once you went past the runner-up in her time, were you waiting for something to emerge from the pack, or did you pretty much feel confident you had the race wrapped up at about the 200?
No, I was very confident because where I'd come from in the race and how I quickened, I knew that something was going to have to be really good to be coming off my back and beating me. Like when I extended him top of the straight, and he really lengthened stride really well. Like I said, again, with no weight on his back, he quickened. So yeah, if something was to come from behind me to beat me, they were going to have to be very, very good.
What do you make of the race meeting yesterday, Corey? We know Doomben's been put under the extra pressure because they're holding these extra meetings. But gee, it looked to the eye to race really well yesterday.
It raced great, honestly. Like that, it's a credit to all the boys up there with Doomben. I know they've had a lot of pressure, obviously, with the meetings being moved from Eagle Farm. But it was a bit of a credit to them yesterday. Like, and it was so fair, the track. I know it's not an ideal track, as in like it's a short straight, and we had big fields yesterday, but it raced very fair. Like, horses were coming from in front and well behind, and it just raced perfect, to be honest. It was a really good track, and it's a credit to them.
Well, Corey, it was sensational for you yesterday, and even better for Darren Beedman to get his Group 1 win. Mate, congratulations, and the way Impending certainly performed yesterday, we know he's been a very promising horse throughout his career, only young, but it looks like the future's going to be very bright for him come springtime as well.
Oh, for sure. He's a really nice horse, and obviously he's a colt, and he's done well. He's by Lonro, so a credit to all the Godolphin team, and he's racing great, and there's definitely a lot more big wins in him. He's a lovely horse, and he's only going upwards at the moment, so it's good.
Well done, Corey. You've been on fire since coming back to Australia.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I can't bang in the midweek winners, but I seem to be getting the Group 1s and all the big ones, so it's been good. The support that I've had since I've been back, I've lost my spot, so to speak, in Sydney, but I'm slowly but surely muscling my way back in. It's been good.
Yeah, well done yesterday, mate.
Thank you.